In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Luke 12:50. But let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Hebrews 12:1b. Two verses from today's readings. First, the Lucan. This episode took place while Jesus and the 12 were heading towards Jerusalem. Jesus is well into his ministry, and I suspect that he had realized both how his ministry would end and that communicating his mission to his followers was an uphill journey. It also seems that he had realized that it was to be in Jerusalem that his ministry would reach its culmination with his death. It then makes sense that the baptism Jesus was referring to, that of fire, an expression which has come down to us in the context of meaning being thrown into a difficult task, was his crucifixion and resurrection, rather than that by John in the Jordan. This, therefore, is a context in which he refers to the difficulties he is facing. What stress I am under. The verb used, susenchomai, first person present passive of suschenko, is constrain. Jesus is saying what he can do in this situation is limited. He is constrained by circumstances, and if the baptism to which he is referring does mean his death and resurrection, he may mean that he is limited by his earthly body, by his ability to explain so that the disciples understand the nature of his calling, and by the disciples' willingness or otherwise to comprehend, never mind accept, his teaching. Jesus is identifying fully with the human condition. I can assure those of you who are young enough not yet to have noticed that the limitations of one's body increase with time, but the difficulties that some of us, me included, have in explaining exactly what we mean do not decrease. Jesus found these things difficult too. So fellow disciples, seize the moment and do the best we can, our limitations notwithstanding. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, from Hebrews. That letter, author unknown, dating from the latter half of the first century, whose Christology uniquely identifies Christ as both exalted Son and High Priest. Today's reading enumerates the heroes of Israel who by faith managed to accomplish seemingly impossible tasks. They are part of the great cloud of witnesses which surround us, the new Israel, as we lay aside our doubts and wrongdoings, as we try to run the race, as we try to follow the example of Jesus. Christianity is an incarnational faith. We believe that God the Son lived a human life. So as a consequence, God in his Trinity is fully conversant with the human condition. One interpretation then of the expression knowing Jesus is that having a relationship with God through the Son in the power of the Spirit is because through Jesus, the incarnate Son, God knows what it is to be human and knows us more deeply than we can hope to know him. Knowing Jesus condenses the acceptance that we are human, we are not perfect, but God loves us anyway, into two words. We have bodies. We live our lives in them, in bodies with all their inherent frailties, their shortcomings, physical, emotional, intellectual. But within this frailty, we, as the body of Christ, do all that we do, as per the mandate we received, in remembrance of him. Today we say goodbye to Matt, who has been our pastoral assistant for 2 years. I haven't seen his job description, but a quick Google search indicated that a myriad of competencies were necessary. Among other duties, in the very woolly JDs, all Anglican, I found, along with the expected lists, such as home and hospital visits, were tasks such as coordinating activities in worship of lay participants, such as organist, choir, and ushers, assists in selecting books and reference material for RE classes, and in adapting content to meet the needs of different age groups, may teach history and doctrine of church to church members, and, of course, should have first aid training. There was no mention of any assisting with toddler groups or indeed a youth group. Matthew, on the information given, you have my admiration. I wouldn't have touched the PA job with a barge pole, never mind stuck it for 2 years. You are human. Your humanity and humility are clear for all to see. There was, I am sure, a baptism of fire. There have, I suspect, been times when you felt constrained, limited by what you perceived as your frailties, and like all of us, by your body. We all get tired. We all, even incurable optimists, become discouraged. We all become frustrated when we can't seem to explain something, when it seems like others are willfully misunderstanding us, when we have to explain something for the nth time. Matt, you must have, over the last couple of years, experienced lows as well as highs. But as you pursued your calling amongst us, you have been a delightful and encouraging colleague to me, even though we don't have the same attitude towards deadlines. And to others, and through your ministry in the parish, have, as part of the body of Christ in this place and time, brought comfort and inspiration to others, notably in your work with asylum seekers. As you leave us to explore your calling at St. Marylebone, we wish you well. And what of us who remain here, who follow our paths of discipleship at St. Peter's? We are all human. We all have our frailties as well as our strengths. We all, like Jesus, come to the realization that we have limitations which constrain us, which affect our ability to do this in remembrance of me. And like Jesus, we find it really, really frustrating that we can't always overcome them or work through them. This is where the exhortation of Hebrews comes into its own. Moses had limitations, which he told Yahweh. Yahweh took no notice, telling him to get on with it. We too are told to get on with it, to run the race with perseverance. But unlike Moses, we have Jesus, God incarnate, as our paradigm. He was frustrated, especially when he realized his time was running out, that his deadline was approaching. But he did it anyway. And so, as far as we are able, should we. Amen.